Blog Talk Radio. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. Not only is this show intended to provide insight to all things tarot, it is also intended to be a resource for your personal questions regarding life, love, career, and general choices. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. It's yours to know. Good evening. Today is Tuesday, December 5, 2017, and you are listening to, tuned into, joining I Hear Tarot Online Radio. We are here present and courtesy of New Age Guild Spirit Talk Radio. It is 9 p.m. for those of you Pacific, 10 for those of you Mountain Time. Joining us in Central, it is 11. And for those of you staying up on the East Coast, it is 12 a.m. Thank you for joining us and being here. Thank you for being part of and making our 14th show. You know, it's so interesting because I still get this nervous energy when I hear the theme come on and I know I'm ready and I'm present and I'm excited to talk about what we have going on, not only for the month, but for the day and the week, of course, and super excited and grateful to get to speak with those of you that call in. And I just have this nervous energy today, so I'm going to put it out there and share it with you. And it may not even be nervous energy. It's just energy that has to do with the month and what it looks like. And I actually sent out, and we have posted on our Facebook page, what the month looks like, right? And it's really interesting. There's some really positive energy on it, and I think that's probably where my anxiety is coming from, not so much in a nervous way, but just in the, oh my gosh, I can't wait to share it with you always. So that being said, again, thank you for joining and making my 14th show. I am broadcasting from the lovely, beautiful Denver, Colorado area. So whatever you call, again, I always say this is one of my favorite parts. Whenever you call, please share your first name and share from where you're calling. It is always so fun just to hear what state is being represented. I love hearing your voices. I love hearing you be open and authentic. And I love getting to hear how united we all are from across the United States and sometimes even in the world when we have those of you calling in from out of the country. So yes, please do share your name and from where you're calling. And despite all of this working itself out and our kinks are falling to the wayside, we do still need a moment of time to connect. And so I ask that you give us that moment to make sure that I can hear everything you're saying as soon as you begin saying it. I don't want to miss anything. Even a certain aspect, a word or two, can be critical to your explanation. And I like to just be ready and present. So just making sure that we're connected. And I also ask that you be in a space without a lot of distraction or background noise. Sometimes it's difficult for me to hear what you've got going on or to hear what your situation is. And I want to give you my 100% attention and staying tuned into what's coming through, processing what you're saying, and communicating what needs to be said from my end can be difficult to balance all at once. So I do ask that you be in that space without distraction and without background noise. If you're unable to tap in and utilize our chat room, you can post your question and I get that and we can share it online. So don't think that there's no way around it. We can absolutely address what you have going on. And I am working on, always a work in progress, working on keeping our calls to a 5 to 7 minute range per reading. As always, if we have more time, I can expand on it. But again, just so we can get to as many of you that are available and calling in as possible, I try to remain diligent and that 5 to 7 minute range per reading. So please just keep that in mind. It's not because I'm stepping over what you've got going on. It's not because this is a cattle call, so to speak. It's because I would like to support and be available to as many of you as I can. That being said, if we can't get in depth to what you've got going on, which happens, right? It happens. You know, I usually express this during our calls, but I'll share with you again. Sometimes the question, and most often, to be candid with you, the question that you ask is like the tip of the iceberg. And what is that, like 20% of the entire iceberg? And the remaining 80%, 90% of the iceberg are all these questions that we haven't asked, that we haven't looked into yet. And that's really the meat of what you have going on. And so I'm saying that only because if we can't get in depth, if we can't get to everything that you have going on in your call, take advantage, please take advantage of my current promotions. One of them is 50% off of gift cards from today through the 25th of December. You all, this is meant for holiday support. Surprise your friends with or loved ones with a reading from me. We could do it face-to-face via Skype or FaceTime, all that good stuff. Or we could even have a phone call. But wouldn't that be a gift? And so that goes from $2 a minute to $1 a minute. Or if you're interested and want to take advantage for yourself, I have, and am offering you 50% off of readings through January 23. And so this is about you getting to not only kick off and support the end of December, but also January, right? So 50% off of readings through January 23. Let's see what December looks like as far as closing and what your January looks like as far as beginning. Just make sure you reference the code in gratitude. And this is me in gratitude to you and why I'm offering this promotion. So please take advantage. And if not, listen, don't forget 25% off of all readings when you mention this show. And that is year round. So don't hesitate to take advantage. And here's the deal, and this is why I'm here on the show. It's not just that one question that gets to be answered or addressed with the cards, and then it all makes sense and comes together, and you can sleep without an issue. I get it. I get that there's more to it. And that's why I encourage you to reach out to me offline so we can really get in depth and see what's going on. And that's why these promotions are really exciting for me to get to offer, because they don't happen all the time. And, you know, if we really want to be technical about it, a dollar a minute is pretty reasonable when it comes to really understanding what's going on around you. So please take advantage. I also want to take a moment to acknowledge, and this might also be why I'm a little amped up, right? Take a moment to acknowledge what is going on in this world and people asserting themselves, whether it's the president, whether it's a TV personality. What is going on in this world where people just think they can assert themselves over other people for simple position in society or gender or anything of the sort? So I want to encourage you, remind you, and thank you for being present and using your voice however that looks. I love that you all call in and you're very clear and concise with what you believe. You have called in and supporting others. You have called in concerned with yourself and romantic relationships. And all of this is using your voice. And I want to just take a moment to appreciate and respect you for taking action on something that doesn't totally sit well with you. Moving on, let's get to the essentials. I always say, let's be friends. Find me on Facebook at I Hear Tarot, IHEARTAROT. You can also find me and join New Age Guild, which is where you get to scan not only on me as a practitioner, as a tarot reader, as a psychic, as an advisor, but you can also connect with other people. We are talking about shaman, we're talking about healers, we're talking about mediums, we're talking about those that can connect and speak with animals. We're talking about so much more that you get with New Age Guild. However, you also can stay connected to me at I Hear Tarot. You're not going to be doubling up. And I keep saying that and emphasizing it because it's not to sign up for this, sign up for that, just to be a number. It's what we get to offer you. You can also find me directly and all my credentials and all my social media information on my website, pretty static no matter what, www.ihearterot.com. That's I-H-E-A-R-T-A-R-O-T. Or give me a buzz. Nothing wrong with making that phone call. It's quick. It's easy. We don't need to worry about details. 234-97-TAROT. And for those of you that are using the rotary phone, 234-978-2768. More importantly, for this time and moment, our call-in number, 323-642-1207. I am yours for the next hour. So if you've got a few minutes and you've got a question, something isn't settled on your mind, you want to get a little more clear on what you're feeling, call in. Absolutely free. 323-642-1207. And quickly, because I know we've got callers on standby, so I want to say thank you for being present. Thank you for being on time, being diligent with your phone call. Quickly, our agenda for today is we're going to look at our card of the day. And we are going to branch out, you all, and we're going to be using our top deck. And I'm not going to lie, this one's a little intimidating to me because it's new. There's so much energy and history on this deck, and it's so much more different than our classic Rider-Waite deck, which is what I've been using for years. So I'm going to branch out with you all. If you're free and willing to join me, please do so. And investigating and looking at our card of the day, which is the Knight of Discs. We're going to get in depth. Our card of the week using our beautiful angel deck. Y'all, this is all about what we want. Super exciting. The star is going to be a card. We're going to expand on that. We're going to look at and hear from our postcard from Spirit because we love what they have to say. And then we're going to look at what we can expect for the month. There's a lot of positive energy. And it's interesting because what was coming up for me was once we looked at the card for the first week of December, I'm like, this could go two ways. So we're going to get in depth with our card, our spread and layout for the month of December. Again, for those of you that are listening, thank you for joining. Should you feel so inclined, I would love to hear from you at 323-642-1207. It is now 13 minutes after the hour, and without further ado, it does sound like we have Veronica on the phone. Is that right?
Yes, indeed.
Hi, Veronica. Is that you?
Yes, ma'am. Hi. Good evening.
Hi. Good evening. And remind me, where are you calling from?
Texas.
Oh, from Texas. I'm from Texas. Well, good to hear from you. How can I help?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, ma'am. So I had two pets. One was a Yorkie, and he passed away 3 years ago. And then I had a German Shepherd. She died in 2009, and it's been on my mind. And I wanted to know what was the cause of their death. Was it poison or natural causes? Because they were very close to me.
Okay. So let's look at these one by one. What is the first name?
The Yorkie was Kiki.
Kiki, okay, Kiki. And so we want to see, you're asking if it was natural causes for Kiki?
Yes, how did he die and if he's in heaven?
Okay, all right, so give me just a moment because I want to tap in and see what he wants to share with us. So Let's see. The number 7 is coming up. Does that at all resonate for Kiki?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm sorry?
2013. I don't know about the seven. Okay, let me see.
There is something on that. Okay. So we're going to start out with, is Kiki in heaven? And the cards are definitely coming back and saying yes. And there is some energy on his death. And you know what I'm getting? What I'm getting is it is, let me see. They're saying that I'm not going to say he didn't die of natural causes. That's not what I'm getting. But what I'm getting is there was a reason why he left you. I'm not going to say totally suddenly or it doesn't. I'm not getting him having left at the very end of his life, and I'm getting it being a little more unexpected, right? And I know that's why you're asking. And there's something around why he decided to depart. Oh, hold on a second. Why he decided to depart sooner. Oh, at first what was coming through, Veronica, was that he was coming back in a different maybe form, but I'm not getting that. I'm almost getting he's around you energetically, but I'm not too sure why he decided to leave sooner than what he really probably had to. There was something on that for him. I don't know, maybe a dependence or something there, but yeah, there was a reason why he left earlier than he could have, but he is in heaven, and I'm getting his energy being around you and his spirit being around you more than being incarnated in a different animal. Do you follow? Kiki, did we lose you? All right, it sounds like we may have. And Kiki, if you're there, do call back. Otherwise, it looks like we have another caller on the line. Laura?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Christina.
Hi, this is Laura?
Yes. Hi.
Okay,
thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Where are you calling in from?
New Jersey.
Well, thank you for staying up with us. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm looking for a change. I need a job, and I interviewed Thursday for a full-time permanent position further north, which is about an hour and a half north. So it would require a move physically because that's a pretty long commute.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping to buy a home next year, so I was wondering if you see me getting that job and being successful and moving closer to the job, getting a home up there.
Okay. All right. So there's a few questions in there. I'm getting that. Your first concern, of course, is getting the job. We want to know if we have that, and then we can move on, right?
Right. Because if I get the job, okay. I have to move.
Okay. All right. So let me shuffle my cards up again, and then we're going to start out by looking at the job and the interview and what's around it. Do you have more than one interview? Is there a follow-up or anything like that, or you feel pretty certain that we're waiting for the response?
Well, I didn't hear anything about a follow-up interview. I was pretty confident that I was going to hear the response.
Okay. Okay. And you said it was just
a follow-up interview. I just wasn't told there would be.
Okay. The reason I'm asking and what was coming through is because what I'm getting for you is that this is going to be a significant, or I should say longer term position. And so what was coming through was what phase we are, you know, what phase we are in with the interview process. Because there is some substance to this job is what I'm getting. And so that was one of the first questions that came through. But let's see. Let's look at your job first and if we're going to get that call back. Okay, so a couple things are coming through. They are in the decision-making process. You're definitely right on that. And what I get is that they are looking to make this decision pretty quickly so they can move on too. It'd be like a nice fit and we get to just start moving. So that's really positive and energetic, right? So here's what's coming through. Hold on a second because there is more energy on that. Hold on, let me see. Okay. So this is going two ways, Laura. One is that this would be a positive position for you, and it definitely would be a positive position, and you're well suited. You're definitely capable of making a go at this. So it looks really good for you. There's two other things. One, quick question: was there someone in the interview process, or is there anyone around this whole interview process that's male and kind of like a decision maker, really experienced, but a decision maker that's present in this whole process?
Yeah, the first person I interviewed with was a male, and that was the person that I would be reporting to. He was the decision maker, and then I interviewed with three other people after him. That were managers and directors with different aspects of the position.
Okay. Because he's pretty present. He's pretty present in this decision. And thank you for sharing the number of people that were also involved in this. So what's coming up is we're looking at 20 of the major arcana, which is judgment. We're looking at the Queen of Pentacles. We're looking at the Three of Swords, we're looking at a King of Swords, and then we're looking at a Sun, right? So whatever he has going on, there are some factors that are completely out of your hands that he has to work out for himself. So it is still up in the air in that way, and there's nothing that you could do any better or any differently. He's got to work out these kinks. The only other energy I see on this is it's almost like we're counting our chickens before they've hatched. And so I know you asked if you get this job, you're going to move and all this good stuff. And that planning works. But right now what they're saying is almost like we need to pull our energy off of his decision making. And I know it sounds weird because you're not putting this onto him, but that's a factor. And it's almost like we need to pull that off so he can make a clear decision that doesn't have that energy on it. And I know I'm repeating myself, but I'm hoping I'm communicating what I mean. Do you follow what I'm saying?
I'm not sure.
Okay. No, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. So I want to say, I'm going to be honest with you and be candid. What the cards are saying is it's 50-50 that you're going to get that call back. And that's why I see it being more so what he's balancing or what he's trying to factor in, one. And two, more importantly, is that you don't count your chickens before they're hatched and begin worrying, in quotes, about moving and all that other stuff. We just need to get that call first. See if we're going to get a follow-up call. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, and that's what they're saying, because it is 50-50. That's what the cards keep coming back and saying. And whatever he has on his shoulders, and whatever he's trying to balance it's interesting because I keep saying even that energy from your side that's like, okay, well, tell me now so I can start planning the rest of my life. It's almost like that's weighing on him even though he doesn't know what it is. We're just putting that energy out there and it's landing on him. And so the only thing I can suggest is scaling back on that, or maybe maybe purchasing or investing in a gem or a stone that will help bring you prosperity or bring you luck, like pyrite or like jade, that will bring that to you. But it could go either way, and that's why I'm encouraging you just to scale back on that responsibility on his shoulders and let's see what transpires, because he's got some decision making that has nothing to do with you at all, even though you're interviewing. So just know that. I just want you to know it's not. Go ahead.
Well, so here's the thing. I submitted for a 18-month contract outside of Boston, Massachusetts, which would require travel, a lot of travel. And the recruiter told me she's going to be talking to them tomorrow for a decision on whether or not they want to bring me in for an interview for that. So I'm going to accept whatever comes first, you know, because I don't want to turn any opportunities down. So if they don't call me about that job and I get called for the 18-month contract, I'm going to take bird in the hand and all that. I'm going to accept.
Right. Right. Okay, yes, and thank you for sharing that. I know we're going to have to wrap up this call, but what they were saying, and when you said that, immediately the way it was coming through is you were taking your power back and you're not waiting on and you're not putting the energy on him or that company. So stick with what you just said, because immediately the energy was lighting up and off his shoulders and it empowered you. So stick with what you're saying and what you're seeing and then see what comes through, because that totally shifted the energy for the card. So,
good.
Yeah, no, definitely. It definitely did. And, it really lightened him up. We just have to, they keep saying the same thing. There's really all this stuff on his shoulders that we just don't see. You just don't know. And so they keep saying that. It doesn't have anything to do with you and your qualifications because you are so qualified. It's just one of those random things where he is, and this is his issue, not yours, interestingly enough. So, but what you just said totally lightened it up and you taking your power back. So keep in contact. You can definitely reach me offline and we can schedule something, or you're welcome to call in.
Okay. Thank you, Kristen. I appreciate it.
All right, my dear. Thank you so much and good luck.
You take care. Thanks.
Thanks. You too. Bye. All right, so that was a beautiful, beautiful experience on my end. And this is always where I wish or would like that you could see the way I see the cards. It was so interesting because, you know, when I have these five laid out in front of me answering Laura's question, and what was highlighted at first, almost like a beacon of light, was on this King of Swords and this Three of Swords, which was interesting because she mentioned that three people had a part in this interview and the follow-up, right? But it also was indicating some indecision, but him really being empowered, the person with whom she interviewed. And so I see that she's qualified and has poise and has experience and has that professional polished look. I can see that when we see our Queen of Pentacles, right? This is Laura. And then we see our Judgment card and we see our Sun card. But the moment she made her decision and her declaration, it's like that light shifted on the cards and went back to her, the Queen of Pentacles, and then was, you know, floating around the sun. And so it was really, it took that weight off of this King of Swords. And so that's one of the things that we get to be open to when we're reading, is seeing the shift in the dynamic in the cards. It's almost like the energy literally shifted in front of me and I could see it through the cards. So that was super, you know, super empowering just to see it. So it was a great experience, Laura. Thank you for that. And, you know, I always encourage and remind you all, things change on a moment's notice. So we don't live and breathe by the cards and what they say, but we certainly get to be tapped in to what they want to share with us and become enlightened with what they want to share with us. And that's what we got to see in that last call. So again, thank you, my dear, for sharing that with us. And it is now half after, just about half after the hour. And it looks like we have Tim who is standing by. Is that right?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yes, that's me. Thanks for taking my call tonight.
Hey. Yes.
I'm putting all my energy into a prosperous 2018. So I got some entrepreneurial real estate things that I have in my mind that I want to do. But on the most pressing is a new job, new opportunity from the 9 to 5, which I'm starting to try to ramp up. I'm just wondering if you saw anything, if the card saw anything, just to give me a little information, a little inkling. I appreciate any feedback.
Okay, so we're looking to see if, now I heard you mention 9 to 5, Tim. So are we looking to see if that's coming down our way, or are we looking to see there's something temporary until we line ourselves up with that 9 to 5 that works for us?
Basically, it's the 9 to 5, a change of my current job situation. It's not unbearable. It's just they're not appreciative at all of my hard work.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just looking to see if I can change that until I figure things out long term.
Okay. All right. So we're looking at a significant shift. It's almost like it's going to be some domino effect there, because it's not just going to be the 9 to 5. But let's look at that and see what's coming through. Immediately, what's coming through before we look at the cards is they're talking about this 9 to 5 is almost going to set in motion, and somewhat quickly, it's going to set in motion, you know, almost like a reset of our life. And that reset, if it doesn't happen like physically really soon, it just seems like some question and answers get to come up pretty soon. So, yeah, there's definitely something on this in the way of a shift in your state of being and all that good stuff. So let me just start out with your 9 to 5, and we're looking at that somewhat soon. So let's just see what they have to say. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, okay, Tim, random one-off question. Are we in a romantic relationship right now? Are you in a romantic relationship?
We are indeed. It's been actually for some time, a number of years.
Oh, I missed that. Say that one more time.
Oh, yes, I have. For a number of years, yes.
Okay. And does this romantic relationship have any impact on our 9 to 5 or anything like that? Or are you pretty independent and just moving ahead regardless?
No, I'm just moving ahead regardless.
Okay. Okay. The reason I ask is because one of the cards that came up is the Lovers. And this one mm-hmm. signifies pretty plainly romantic relationship. So I'm asking that because if there's energy or hesitation or any or concern regarding romantic relationship, oddly enough, it affects that 9 to 5 and how quickly it comes your way. And so that if that's not what you see right now, that might be something to consider. So that's one thing. Okay, what's coming through for you too, and we're looking at an Ace of Pentacles, which is really positive regarding we're ready, our intention is ready for this new job, this new position, and what comes our way career-wise, right? We're also looking at a Page of Wands. So what I get for you for that one is either this could come across two ways. One of them is that we're waiting to hear feedback, we're waiting to get news because we put something in motion, or we're just putting it out there in the universe and hoping to get something back. We haven't necessarily taken action. Have you taken action on this 9 to 5?
I have not. It's more theoretically in my head and putting it out with intentions and anything else, but I haven't actually made outroads yet. So no, it's the latter.
Okay. Great, and I appreciate you sharing that with me. And that's what we're getting with the Page of Wand. We're, you know, it'd be lovely if it just, you know, fell on our door, you know, on our porch like the newspaper in the morning, but not necessarily where it is right now. And the reason that's showing up is because we're also seeing our Five of Swords. And our Five of Swords is the mental energy and where we are with the situation. And that five is it's interesting because it's indicating we're not one way or the other. We're kind of stuck in the middle. And so that's, okay, hold on a second. What's also coming through is it's almost like what you want that 9 to 5 to look like. And I know what you're saying in the way of why you want it. I think I'm getting that clearly. But what's coming up is your Six of Pentacles. And this card is really talking about that what you're doing and what you want to find to do still makes a difference. It still has to mean something to you. And so what I'm getting from these cards is a 9 to 5 would be great for reasons X, Y, Z. But at the end of the day, there's still that part of you that wants to be satisfied and happy and really enjoy what you do and get to balance out your romantic and your career life and your personal life. And so I'm saying that because that static is what I call it, is around what you're putting out there and into universe. And it's a little cloudy still. So while the energy is there for you to want to move ahead with this 9 to 5, there's still some details that we get to just come to terms with. And we can put them to the side, and we decide, okay, I'm putting this to the side. We've acknowledged you. We're putting you to the side. Or we get to deal with it. But that's what the cards are coming up with and indicating to us. It might not be the easiest thing to do. It brings up some other stuff. So it's almost like, you know, we're going to the back of our closet, pulling out our suit, and we have to go through all these other, you know, pieces of clothing that mean different things to us. And it's kind of an abstract description, but it looks like there's a little more clarity that we get to have on what it is you're looking for and why.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, so I get it being definitely, I see the intention. There's just a little static around what it is we're doing and maybe just a little bit of, I see it, I'm acknowledging it, but we're putting that to the side. We're shelving it, we're tabling it for now, and I'm focusing on this. And really, at the end of the day, Tim, no matter what, even if that job doesn't work out for you, at least we've acknowledged some other stuff that seems to be around you. Yeah.
Gotcha.
But I definitely get what I'm really getting for you is that what you're doing, I just get you being a passionate person and energetic, and what you're doing, you know, got to mean something is what I'm seeing in the cards. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
As always, thank you for calling back in and don't hesitate to call again. And thank you for being present and listening.
I appreciate your time. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Take care. All right, you all. So, you know, that's a really interesting question, you know, looking at the different suits that came up. Really interesting that one of the first and almost loudest cards that came up was our lovers, which is the major arcana. And I always say that's when the universe is popping in and sharing with us what they want to make known, right? And so that's when they're a little more loud and vocal than our other cards. You know, our major arcana is major secret. It's what we cannot see. And then the rest of the cards that came out were indicating, yes, with our ace, that we have that intention, we have that idea. It's a very positive card to have in the way of what we've got going on. You know, our page of wands, as he affirms, is we're waiting to hear. We're waiting for that news to come our way. And the cards are saying that's not necessarily going to happen. And that's why we looked at and saw that we're waiting for it to come to us versus taking action. And that comes and is due to our five of swords. We're still kind of an indecision with what we want to do. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. We get some clarification on being uncertain, right? And then that Six of Pentacles just really resonated with me for Tim because it goes two ways. You know, and maybe, Tim, looking at this card further, if you're still listening, maybe this card is indicating that we're in a place where maybe we're not the most comfortable being supported or not feeling like we're not completely contributing. And that's what we get to look at, if that's what the case may be, right? So that could also be something that we're seeing with that Six of Pentacles. You know, giving and receiving, sometimes it's much easier to give than to receive. And that could be some energy that we've got on the situation, right? And again, just looking and rediscovering and considering why our lover's card may be there, right? And then the last card I saw that we flipped that I didn't share was strength, our major arcana. This is 8. This is we get to work through what we've got to work through because it's surfacing again for a reason. So if this is an experience that you've been having or you all, if you find why do I keep going through this? Why does this keep happening to me? Maybe there is some energy we get to work through. So thank you, Tim, for being a listener, as I mentioned, and for being open with your questions and sharing with us along the way of your journey. Looks like we have a chat room question. We are at 39 minutes after the hour. And so this is Yvette, and wanting to know if her job is going to be stable and will there be a promotion in 2018. So let's look at this. Is my job going to be stable? These questions are a little abstract sometimes because I don't get to speak with you and get clarification of that. But what I'm getting right now that you're saying is you have a job right now, and if it does remain stable, are you going to excel and move ahead and receive a promotion? So let me look at this. There's two separate topics or questions there, but let's see what the cards want to share with us. Okay, so this is interesting about what's coming up for the job stability. The cards are coming back and saying yes, right? And what's interesting, though, is I'm getting an energetic presence. And what I mean by that is like a creative presence. And the reason I'm saying creative, we're looking at the King of Wands here. The reason I'm saying creative is because that can sometimes be a wild card. And I don't mean that in the way of we can't trust the King of Wands, but I mean that in the way of sometimes they zig when we think they're going to zag, right? And that's because of their fire selves and how they see things and what they want to create. So sometimes that King of Wands or even just the wand suit in general can be a little uncertain and unstable because they're so fiery and because they're so creative. So sometimes it can feel like, whoa, we don't know what's going on and we're almost having to go along with the ride, right? But we're also, to balance it out, we're seeing the Hierophant. And this is interesting because, again, we're looking at a five. This five is significant. It seems like it's surfacing a lot more tonight than usual. But this Hierophant is talking about spirituality and the belief system, which is really interesting to be tied into the King of Wands. So it almost is like, I don't know if it's a shift in the belief or the direction. It could be something like a mission statement, or it could be something like, you know, just the way the whole organization works and like a reallocation. It could be something like that, but there is a belief system in what is happening, so know that. Interestingly enough, and tied to that King of Wands is a Wheel of Fortune. So, yes, there is stability, but it's going to be a bit of a ride, and I don't mean that to scare you. I mean that in the way of just be open to and trust in what's happening, because really it's going to happen anyways. And there's some pretty energetic and, solid energy that's changing is the best way to say it. So there's definitely experience. There's definitely know-how, ins and outs, and maybe some testing of the water. So it might be a little wild, a little unexpected, but the cards are saying, yes, there is stability. And let's see, you know, what's coming up in the way of your question regarding a promotion in 2018. You know, I love that you are so open to 12 months of promotion because that's a long time for some people, and you're really open to the possibility, and the cards are coming through and they're sharing that with us. We're seeing, yes, that we do see a promotion in 2018. And here's what's interesting, okay? It may not be after all that's said and done, and after all this wild ride that you're hanging on for, right? It may not be when that promotion is offered to you. It's what you want after all. And the reason I say that is because we're looking at a Two of Swords, at a Two of Pentacles, and then an Eight of Cups, right? And so our Two of Swords, as most of us know, and kind of common to see, that we're in indecision, we're not certain, and it could go with we know what we're looking at and we know what's around us and we're choosing not to decide based on that, or we genuinely just don't know. Two of Pentacles is like, okay, what are my options here? There's two sides of the coin. I've seen enough to know what's going on and what's enough to choose, and I'm going to choose. And then, interestingly enough of that, we're seeing this Eight of Cups, right, which is talking about choosing not to be engaged in that relationship. That Eight of Cups can sometimes indicate to us that we've decided to walk away from a situation. And sometimes it can be romantic relationship, you know, and sometimes it's just choosing to walk away, choosing ourselves, choosing to leave that baggage behind, choosing to cut our losses and bail. And so what's really interesting is both of these cards, both of these spreads are telling us, yes, that we have stability, albeit it may seem a little rocky and it may seem a little uncertain. And yes, that opportunity for promotion is going to be there in 2018 at that, but you, again, may not choose to stay present. You may choose differently for whatever reason. So be open to that. I get already that you're quite open to what's going on right now, and you've got your sights set. On what is happening and what you're doing and how you're investing your time. And that's what the cards are talking about too, sharing a little bit about how you're managing and your expectations with what's coming up for the month and for the year. And you're putting X amount into this and you're committing to that. So that's what the cards are sharing. So looks really encouraging, really interesting. And they definitely want to keep you engaged with what they're saying. So yeah, I hope that answers your question, my dear, and thank you for utilizing our chat room. It's very, very comforting to know that I can support if you're unable to call in. So please know that you all can do that. And just one more note of that is that we're also seeing our Justice card. This one came up as well as our Three of Pentacles. So there's going to be some transition for you coming up in 2018. Don't limit or box yourself in, and that may be something that you're already thinking and considering because that's what's coming up in the card. All right, my loves, it is 46 minutes after the hour. Unless I am mistaken, it doesn't look like we have a call on standby at this moment, which allows me to lead right in to what we have going on for the month. We're going to look at what we're expecting for the month, right? The new month, it's a new layout, it's a new understanding, and this is what I was working on before our show started. You can log on to join us, follow us on Facebook at New Age Guild to get an image of the cards. I'm using the Radiant Weight deck. And what our cards for the month are showing us, it's kind of an up and down thing. But it's really almost coming across as clarifying and purifying and maybe even a little bit of purging, right? So our month is starting out with the sun, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. We're starting out with the sun, which is the 19 of the major arcana. We're followed by the 8 of pentacles, the 7 of the major arcana, the chariot. And then we're closing our month out with the 9 of pentacles. And so we're seeing major arcana, minor arcana, pentacles, major arcana again, minor arcana, pentacles. And so it's really like we're working through what our reality is, what's going on around us. So this is a really empowering read and layout for the month because we know what to expect. It's like, it's almost like if we're playing football, right? And we get in the game, that's our pentacles, right? But before our game, we talk with our coach about what we're going to do and what our plays are. We bond with our teammates, we practice, right? But we also tap in to when we're on the field, our intuition. And if that's what tells us to move this way instead of that way, then guess what we do? We move this way. And so that's what our cards are saying. And then we get to go off onto the field, make that play, get to step back off, talk to our coach, and get back on that field, right? And so that's what this month looks like. So for those of you that feel like you have to have or want activity to really be making things happen, which I get because I'm one of those people, that's what's happening with this month, which again is really empowering because we get to take and control, so to speak, what's happening, right? But we also get to tap in and listen to our intuition. So it's not just a matter of taking action without intuition. It's really blending the both. And it's almost like we can look at this as being at the optometrist, where they put that new lens, you know, on that mask in front of you. And is this better or is this better? Is this better? Is this better? And you get a moment to say, is this better or is this better? And so that's what we get to see with our son. You all, this is such a beautiful card. And when I first laid it out, the first thing that came through was, okay, if we're starting out the month so great, what about those of us who feel like this is not starting out so great? And in fact, it's starting out crappy. And that was one of the first things that came through. And the answer that came back to me was twofold. One, just before the sun in our major arcana is the moon, right? And the moon is all about what's being revealed. The moon is all about, let's just be open and honest, put it on the table and let's just talk about it, right? Or let's let it go back, you know, back into the closet, back under the table, back under the rug, and we're not going to talk about it. But there still is that raw reality of what's going on that is just in our world, and we can look at it and address it, or we can let it go. And so that's why you all, your month may not be starting super duper fabulous, because we're still working through that. We're still working through some of that rawness, right? So it can be ugly and it can be difficult. Please know that we get to come out on the other side, and however we decide to address it will allow us some happiness and some openness, which is what our sun is indicating. You know, our moon indicates the collective unconscious, and our sun indicates our consciousness, our awareness. So it's like the two sides, right? And so just please again know that we may start out a little rocky, but our sun is giving us faith that the awareness and that reality and how we proceed is going to be, of course, in our favor and be very empowering. And we also get to know it won't always be sunshiny days, right? It just won't be, and that's just the way it works, but that's okay. That's the way it's supposed to be. Our sun is also indicating and reminding us about our vitality. It is reminding us how we handle every moment. And this card is also telling us that birth isn't a momentary event, but it's evolutionary, right? And that sounds so interesting to say, but that is so the truth. Birth isn't a one moment, one incident thing in our life. It is a series of incidents. And in fact, it goes on through our entire life. Living means being born every moment, every minute, every experience. And so this card is reminding us that, yes, things can get us down, but we can also flip, and from moment to moment, we can choose what happens. So we're starting this month out really empowered by getting to choose, by getting to take action one by one, little by little, just like we learned when we were younger, we can make things happen. So that is where we're starting out our month of December. It's going to be a whirlwind month, you all, just because of the holidays, just because of the reality, but that's what it's supposed to do. It's bringing up all these issues and incidents that we can address and we can handle and deal, or like we even said to Tim, we can take it and shelve it, but we're not going to hide it. We're just going to manage it. There's nothing wrong with that, okay? So we're going to move ahead and look at our card of the week, and we're using our top deck, okay? And this is a really interesting, intricate deck, and it's by Alistair Crowley, and I'm using this, as I said, to introduce for the month this deck, because I like to share with you what's going on with different decks and experience them. It's a little different than just seeing, you know, a description on a computer monitor or seeing a quick image. And so this deck comes with, or the deck I purchased comes with a book that really describes not only the card, you all, and this deck is interesting because it doesn't work in reversals. It's all right side up. And this deck walks you through the card itself. It gives you an explanation of what you're seeing in the card, the meaning behind the card, gives you advice, gives you a question to ponder, to really consider, provides a suggestion, and then also ends with an affirmation for that card. So this is really empowering in the way of, it's not just, okay, this is what it means, but it really prompts, okay, this is the question behind it and where are we seeing this and how can we address this? So it kind of walks you through and works you through what's going on. And so one of the inserts of the card, or the deck, I should say, is the Tarot is a pictorial representation of the forces of nature as conceived by the ancients according to conventional symbolism. At first sight, one would suppose the arrangement to be arbitrary, but it isn't. It is necessitated by the structure of the universe and in particular of the solar system as symbolized by the Holy Kabbalah. Aleister Crowley. So again, I'm encouraging you all to pick up the book, pick up the deck, and share this journey with me. Look for our Facebook page where you can see an image of a card. And our card of the day is the Knight of Discs. And this card really talks about what we have as a gift because we're gifted. We all have our own special gift. And this card is really talking about, it's one thing to really rely on the gift. It's another thing to put in effort and support and use what we have, use our gifts to support and create for others. It's almost like giving back, and then we get to be rewarded. So it's really interesting where we would love to only rely on the gift that we have, but it's also a matter of sharing what we have, contributing, and then receiving. And so the quick description is, and really the essence of what I got this card to be, again, the Knight of Discs, is real freedom, however, is not achieved by fleeing the material necessities. It only unfolds through loving devotion to the manifold dimensions of life on earth. So this card is reminding us that we get to be diligent with our bills. We get to be diligent with what we're doing in the physical world that we're living. And then we get to be rewarded and expand on our gifts and get to share our gifts. So it's interesting. This card is reminding us that we get to be present to the physical world. And we're not immune to it. And we all are responsible in some form or fashion. So that is our card of the day. Moving on at 56 minutes after the hour, you all, we are looking at our card of the week. This is the Angel Tarot, and we are looking at 17 of the major arcana, the Star. This is, our card of the week. And the card reads, happy times. Make positive, optimistic, long-term plans on the right path. Go ahead, wish upon a star. The angels say you have every reason to feel hope and happy expectation. Believe in your dreams and look to your future with optimism, excitement, and confidence. Challenging times are now behind you and brighter times are ahead. Make your plans with a long view in mind. Now is the time to envision your life the way you want to be and to take action in that direction. The expectations you create for yourself are planted in fertile soil. Trust and follow your intuition, and it's right on target. That is right in line with our Sun card and how we're starting out the month, right? So, again, just a lot of affirmation for taking action on what we're doing, taking responsibility or being responsible for what it is we're doing, and knowing that what we're wanting, no matter what it is right, even if it's just at that time. So I want you to be open to that. And I want to share with you, of course, our postcard from Spirit. Dearest you, going the extra mile to achieve your dreams and putting in some overtime will reap big rewards. Now is the time for you to act, to stir up some energy, and put those plans into action. There are many windows of opportunity that open but close quickly when you don't take the risk and go for it. Today, be confident that your hard work will pay off and you'll feel that satisfaction and fulfillment of reaching your desired outcome. It may turn out even better than you expected. Isn't that amazing? Remember, however much work you're willing to put in, we'll match it tenfold on our end. Everyone over here is rooting for you to win the game of life. So just do it. Loving you so, so much. And you all, I cannot tell you how everything about the show is completely in line with that postcard from Spirit. I didn't prepare to use analogies. I didn't match up the cards to make sure they were all in sync. This is what Postcard from Spirit was clearly wanting to share with us. So I just want to remind you all that the effort you put in the direction that you have is right and it's worth it and it's best suited for you. I want to let you know for next week, we're going to look at our card of the day as well, our card of the week. We're going to expand on our monthly reading. And I want to remind you that my mission is to empower you with insight and understanding so you can make sound judgments and move ahead with confidence. It's yours to know. And I want to thank Veronica, Laura, Tim, and Yvette for joining us and being open, present, and authentic with your questions. Until next week, I love you. Take care. I'm Tina C., your host.